Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into a really unique social landscape.
Oh, this one's fascinating.
It really is. We're looking at an excerpt from Voodoo Magic by Talitha Benatrix, Chapter 02. And our source material, well, it paints this incredible picture of a world where your place in society, how you interact with people, it's all shaped by your designation and maybe most vividly, by scent.
Absolutely. Scent as a social cue, but dialed way up.
Exactly. So our mission here is to really unpack this social structure. We want to explore the dynamics, the subtle ones, and the maybe not so subtle ones, and see how it all frames this key interaction for our main character. And hopefully we'll pull out some interesting insights about, well, human behavior, even if it's fictional human behavior.
Yeah. And what struck me right away is how this simple designation, alpha, beta, omega, it dictates so much. I mean, everything from classroom logistics, which we'll get into, to these really deep-seated social behavior.
It's foundational.
It really is. It shows how quickly a society can take a perceived biological trait and build this, you know, rigid hierarchy around it. It kind of makes you think about our own world, doesn't it?
It definitely does. Oh. So let's get into the specifics. The population breakdown itself is quite stark, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
We're told betas make up, what, 90% of the population? Just the vast majority.
The baseline, yeah.
Then you have the alphas at 8%, more exclusive, and the omegas are incredibly rare, just 2%.
And that scarcity, especially for alphas and omegas, it's not just a number. It has real practical consequences right away.
Like what?
Well, think about it. There just aren't enough alphas and omegas to have separate classes based on designation. So everyone's mixed together.
Right. Alphas, betas, omegas, all in the same room, which must be intense scent-wise.
Exactly, which leads directly to this practical solution they have, these scent-canceling candles.
Yeah.
They need them to manage what the text calls a hodgepodge of scents, just so class could go smoothly.
Wow. So, technology compensating for biology.
Sort of, yeah. But it also highlights this tension, doesn't it? This need to suppress fundamental differences just to maintain order. Like saying, okay, we're all in this together, but let's just tone down what makes you you.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. And beyond the candles, the text mentions how students, even without assigned seats, they kind of naturally segregate, right? They find spots based on scents they can handle day to day.
Mm-hmm. Finding their comfort zone, scent-wise.
But then, and here's where it gets really interesting. When an alpha or an omega is actually in the room, that dynamic shifts dramatically.
Oh, it absolutely does. It's described as this moth to a light phenomenon. Betas just start circulating around them.
Not just randomly, though.
No, it's purposeful. They're hoping for attention, or maybe that some of that, you know, potent alpha or rare omega scent will somehow rub off on them. It's like a very primal form of social climbing. Proximity equals status.
And they actively try to enhance their own sense to attract attention.
Yeah, the text describes this sometimes overwhelming perfuming of beta scents. Things like cinnamon, peanut butter, bubblegum, even fresh-cut grass. They're literally trying to smell appealing or noticeable to the alphas and omegas.
That sounds overwhelming and maybe a little desperate.
It does feel that way. It's this biological drive tied to scent and status, almost overriding normal social behavior. It makes you wonder what invisible scents people project in our world to signal status, doesn't it?
It really does. So into this very intense scent-driven environment, we meet our narrator, Tyra Okoro. She's a beta.
Right, part of the 90%.
But she's different. She actively avoids alphas and omegas. Not out of fear, it seems, but because, as she puts it, they're just trouble they were worth.
Which is such a great line. Very pragmatic.
It is. And it's not just a mental thing. She has a visceral reaction to their sense headaches, upset stomach. It sets her apart immediately. She's pushing back against this huge societal pressure.
That physical reaction is key, I think. It's not just, oh, I don't like them. It's being near them actually makes me feel ill. That suggests a much deeper motivation, maybe self-preservation, or perhaps something in her past.
A coping mechanism against these overwhelming social and apparently biological forces.
Exactly. She's resisting in a very fundamental way, even if it causes her physical discomfort.
Okay, so picture this scene. The classroom, the candles trying to manage the scent chaos, Tyra trying to keep her distance. And then he walks in. The alpha, Fabien Vadou.
Ah, the catalyst.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
His entrance apparently just changes everything. It draws almost every beta's attention and his scent. It's described as washing over the room, overpowering everything else.
Dominant.
Completely. Tyra describes it as this intriguing, odd mixture of burning herbs, sugar, and something else she can't quite identify but finds inviting. Even she feels that pull, despite her aversion.
That complexity in the scent is interesting too. Herbs, sugar, something unknown. It's not just raw power, but allure.
And Tyra gives us this really vivid physical description too. It tells you a lot about his impact. He's tall, broad, muscular but toned, dark mocha skin, square face, strong jaw, high cheekbones, slightly crooked nose, which somehow works for him, and these striking blue-gray eyes. Plus, tastefully done dreadlocks down to his mid-back. He really looks the part of the high-status alpha.
He embodies it. The visual presence matches the olfactory one. He's designed, or presented, to be impossible to ignore.
And apparently his reputation matches the image. The text mentions he's a bit of a playboy.
Right, always seen with the new boy toy, as the text puts it, male or female beta following him around like a lost puppy.
Which connects directly back to that inherent draw of alphas and omegas you mentioned.
Exactly, that subtle, intriguing note in their scent that drew others, like moths to a flame. Mm-hmm. It suggests Fabian isn't just charming. He leverages this biological advantage.
Yeah, it raises some uncomfortable questions about agency when biology pulls that strongly. Are those betas really choosing freely?
That's a really crucial question the text implicitly asks. How much is choice? How much is compulsion?
And Tyra sees all this.
Yeah.
Her internal commentary is sharp. Despite acknowledging the allure, she basically says, yeah, he's attractive, but he's the perfect example of why I avoid alphas.
So she recognizes the package, but rejects what it represents. Her pragmatism holds firm, even faced with the archetypal alpha.
Okay, so we have this tense environment, our resistant narrator, the dominant alpha. The stage is perfectly set for conflict. And then the professor arrives.
Making an entrance, as I recall.
Oh, yeah. Slams the door, grabs everyone's attention, and drops the bomb. A semester-long, partner-based project.
The dreaded group project.
But amplified. This thing counts for a third of their grade.
A third? Wow.
And it requires a 10-page, single-space biography on their partner. Deep dive. Literally.
That's intimate, especially in this context.
And the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
The professor's decision on partners is absolutely final. No switching.
So, Tyra's dread must be off the charts. We know she hates group work, usually ends up doing everything herself. She's just hoping for someone competent.
Right. But this isn't just about grades for her anymore, is it? It's a massive threat to her carefully built boundaries.
Absolutely. It's forcing proximity, forcing engagement with someone else in a way she actively avoids, especially if that someone is, well, you know where this is going.
Exactly. The pivotal moment. The professor starts reading out names and then Fabian Vaudou and Tyra Okoro.
Oh, the irony. It's almost too perfect.
The reaction from the class is immediate. Apparently, half of the room looked ready to kill me and the other half looked ready to cry.
Jealousy and despair made tangible.
And their scent apparently reflects it. The room fills with this sour, displeased scent. It's a collective wave of negative emotion directed right at Tyra.
You can just feel Tyra's world crashing down. Her internal reaction is pure frustration. How was I supposed to work with this idiotic playboy alpha? For an entire semester.
Her immediate thought is damage control.
Yeah, focusing on boundaries. Trying to maintain some control when basically all control has just been stripped away. Her whole strategy for navigating this world. Gone. Upended by one assignment.
It's classic storytelling, forcing opposites together.
Yeah.
But Fabian, being Fabian, seems completely unfazed.
Of course. He approaches her, right?
Yep. Moves to sit next to her. His voice is described as deep, smoky, cutting through the tension. He gives her this charming grin.
And Tyra.
Just a curt, I am minimal, resistant.
Establishing distance from the start.
Then he holds out his hand. Looks like we're partners. Simple, direct.
And Tyra's response is just gold.
Right. No hello, no pleasantries, just flat out, you gotta pull your weight.
Laying down the law immediately, no messing around, setting expectations based on her distrust.
Exactly. And it's not just about them, is it? There's fallout.
Right. The boy toy reacts. He glares over Fabian's shoulder.
And his scent changes.
Yeah. Brilliantly described. His usual syrupy sweet scent becomes a bit burnt in his agitation, almost like burnt maple syrup.
Wow. Burnt maple syrup. That's specific. Anger and insecurity, scentified.
Exactly. And he tries to warn Tyra off, but it's weak, and both Fabian and Tyra just ignore him, which says a lot about the power dynamics already.
Totally. And Tyra, even in this brief interaction, she's fighting herself. She instinctively leans away from Fabian's scent, that alluring scent that practically begged me to come closer.
So the biological pull is real, even for her. She just actively resists it.
She does. But then ingrained politeness kicks in. Those manners mama beat into me. So she manages a plight likewise when he said they're partners.
Even though she clearly wants to be anywhere else, that internal conflict is palpable. The effort it takes her just to function, to be civil in this situation.
It's immense. So, okay, let's pull back a bit. We've unpacked this initial setup. What does it all tell us about this world?
Well, it paints a really vivid picture, doesn't it? Scent isn't just background noise. It's status. It's attraction. It dictates classroom dynamics, social hierarchies, everything.
And into that, we have Tyra, who's actively pushing against all of it, rejecting those biological and social currents.
Only to be thrown right into the deep end with the very personification of what she avoids, Fabian, the alpha.
Yeah, this forced partnership is the core conflict generator.
And what's so compelling is that tension between the predefined roles alpha, beta, and Tyra's fierce desire for individual agency. Her aversion is as strong as his allure. It's set up perfectly for conflict, but maybe also unexpected understanding.
Possibly. The source definitely highlights how powerful these structures are, but it also gives us Tyra, who represents defiance, personal choice, even against huge odds.
It's a narrative about trying to find your own way when everything, even your own biology, seems to be pulling you elsewhere.
Which leaves us, and you listening, with a final thought to chew on. In a society like this, where your very essence, your scent, your designation seems to predetermine so much, how do you carve out your own path?
Right. And what happens when the person you are most compelled to avoid, for all sorts of reasons, becomes the one person you are absolutely forced to engage with, maybe even understand on a deeper level?
Something to think about. We'll leave it there for this deep dive.